In Zimbabwe, the government is ordering thousands of white farmers to leave their land. A deadline for their eviction under a controversial land resettlement program expired Thursday, but at least half of the country's remaining 3,300 white farmers are refusing to leave, despite threats of fines and prison terms of up to 2 years. Joining us from Harare, Zimbabwe, is Peter Thornycroft, correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why are farmers being told to leave?
Because President Robert Mugabe launched a land resettlement program 30 months ago, and the moment has come for the white farmers to leave their land and make way for the black majority, most of whom are landless. And the deadline was on Thursday night, and they were supposed to have moved off the farms and have moved somewhere else.
And just like that, just move out and leave everything.
Yep, most of them have not been able to even take off their farm equipment, which they could sell in town, like their combine harvesters or their tractors or the machinery off the farms.
Now, when Zimbabwe became independent from Britain in 1980, the white farmers owned more than 60% of the best farmland. So isn't it inevitable that the government would want to redistribute that land to the landless black majority?
Yes, it was inevitable, and they did begin doing it in quite a large way after independence, and it seemed that it was all going to be sorted out in an orderly fashion, with proper compensation paid and the huge cost involved in setting up infrastructure for resettlement would be paid by various donors. That process was never followed up by the government, and so in February 2000, after President Robert Mugabe lost a referendum, he sent in his militias to take over white farms, and it was an extremely violent and unpleasant process. And many people have died in this process, and farmers, and particularly their workers, have really been tormented for the last 30 months.
How do black Zimbabweans see this? Do they agree with what the government is doing?
There's a very strong opposition in this country, the Movement for Democratic Change, and it says it supports land reform, but an orderly land reform program. And on the ground, people on the ground know, both in the urban areas and to a growing extent now in the rural areas, they're short of food because the commercial farmers have been stopped growing it.
You say there have been many months of conflict, of bloody conflict. Why would the white farmers refuse to leave? Wouldn't they see the future as equally grim?
They're Zimbabweans. They're not in a foreign country. They are born and bred in Zimbabwe. So were their parents. Most of them bought their farms after independence. And the government encouraged them in those years after independence. It financed so much of the development of Zimbabwe, the successful commercial agriculture, but mostly it's their homes and it's their livelihoods at the same time.
Well, I imagine it would be quite terrifying to be a white farmer and to be visited by militias. And in that scenario, wouldn't it be better just to say, yes, perhaps I am a Zimbabwean, but I'd rather leave and leave with my life?
Yes, many of them have done that already. Probably a quarter of them have done that, especially since the presidential elections in March, when the situation just became intolerable and they'd wake up in the middle of the night, their houses are surrounded, dogs are set on them, petrol is thrown into their houses, etc., and satellite. To see what torment these people have been under is just incredible. And when you say, why are they staying there? For you and me, there's no answer. I ask them why they're staying, and they always say, but it's our home. To home.
Now, if the farmers are forced off the land eventually, what will be the consequences for Zimbabwe?
Well, probably up to 1,000 have already been forced off their land or could take the really gruesome situation no longer. And the consequences of the rest of them going have been calamitous and will be even worse this coming season. Zimbabwe is on the brink of half its population without food. And that situation is not going to be solved by not allowing commercial farmers to grow food. And that is the situation. They are not allowed to grow food. The people coming onto the land, and there are two types of people here, peasants and subsistence farmers, and then larger scale black farmers, few of them have the necessary skills. And It is an entirely racial process. It is only white farmers who are targeted in this process. And there are a number of extremely prominent black Zimbabweans who are multiple landowners and who themselves are presently taking farms from white farmers. They send in their militia first. These are cabinet ministers, senior civil servants, members of the army and the air force are moving in themselves to take over the white farmers so that, in fact, the landless peasants are going to, at the end of the day, have a very, very rough deal. And so Zimbabwe, having been the breadbasket of southern Africa, is going to become permanently dependent on aid for many years to come.
Pita Thornycroft is a correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper. She spoke to us from Harare, Zimbabwe. Thank you very much.
Thanks.